We're back in Thompson, and it is the Cardinals and Tommies coming up. Time now for the Bassett Motors starting lineups. Bassett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, the 1-1 Carrington Cardinals. At a guard, a 6'1 senior, Josh Bickett. At a forward, a 5'11 junior, Tate Wolski. At a forward, a 6'2 junior, Maddox McAloney. At a guard, a 5'10 senior, Grady Eidland. And at a guard, a 6'2 sophomore, Talon Merring. Jason Otto is the head coach, assisted by Randy Huey and Todd Bickett. Five seniors, that's what starts for Thompson. One of them a 6'1 guard, Braden Tice. Another guard, 5'9, Thomas Schumacher. At one forward, a 6'6 senior, Carter Peterson. Another forward, 6'4 senior, Gavin Krogstad. And at center, a 6'8 senior, Drew Odenbach. The head coach is Brady Schwab, assisted by Shane Wall and Seth Kuchar. Carrington in cardinal red with white numbers and letters. Tommies are in all white with forest green numbers and letters. The letters are in cursive above the numbers. Carrington moves right to left. Thompson left to right across your radio dial internet stream. Thanks for joining us tonight on FM 100.1 AM 1600 The Cardinal, on the KDAK The Cardinal mobile app, or by asking your smart speaker to play KDAK The Cardinal. Well, the girls set the table. Now can the guys eat? We'll see. The girls did much more than set the table. I think they made expectations go even higher than they already were. The opening tip, McAloney and Peterson. Okay, Peterson's 6'6", Maddox is 6 foot. How do you think it went? The Tommies control it, moving left to right. Carrington played a good defensive game on Tuesday. They go immediately down to Peterson. And the officials are going to get together, and it's going to be on Josh Bickett. Boy, he took one right in the chops, and he's called for the foul. His first free throws for Carter Peterson. I mean, he did get elbowed, but that could just be the size differential, I guess. The free throw for Peterson spins off. 11 seconds in on the bank forward scoreboard. Second one goes in, 1-0, Thompson. Josh Bickett against a man-to-man. Left side, driving right, Merring. Leaves for McAloney. Bickett up top, drives left. Leaves for Threadgold, who gets a start instead of Grady Eidland. That's because of the size. Merring, kick out to Threadgold, who is a 6'3 sophomore. Josh Bickett spins right, gets into the lane, puts it up, leaves it short. Rebound Peterson. 1-0 Thompson on the bank forward scoreboard. And here's Krogstad. Right side Schumacher. Left wing Tice. Braden Tice guarded in the man-to-man by Tate Wolski. On the right side, a three for Schumacher is long. Rebound deflects down to Talon Merring. And here he comes, the sophomore from right to left. Gives to the senior captain, Bickett. Down to the mid post. Merring turns, fires. Air ball. Was it blocked? It was not. And it goes out of bounds. Back to Thompson, a minute 11 in. On the right side, Tice. Up top, Krogstad. Left side, Schumacher. Tice once more. High post feed to Peterson. Driving on Bickett. Spins in the lane. Puts it up. Leaves it long. Rebound Josh Bickett, who had 9 of those on Tuesday to go with 7 assists. Talon Merring called for a travel. So it's a bit of a slow start here, really, for both teams. 1-0 Thompson. Thomas Schumacher. New sports superstar here at Thompson. Tice up top. A three is long for Odenbach, and a rebounding foul is called on Krogstad. His first, team's first. We've played a minute 50 seconds on the Bank Forward scoreboard. It's 1-0 Commies. Josh Bickett across the double T. It's just the green version of Texas Tech, if you weren't with us earlier. Up top, Wolski, left wing. Bickett looks for a cutter. It's not there. Josh crosses over left, gives to Merrick. Wolski, McAloney, thought about a three. Instead, Tate Wolski with 10 to shoot. Drives left, Tate into the lane, stops, spins, fires off the front of the rim, taken in by Krogstad. At the other end, Tice does not have numbers. So it's Krogstad firing and missing. Boy, these are some questionable shots early by Thompson, and the ball's out of bounds to Carrington. They have such a size advantage, I would post a guy up and just throw it into him pretty much every possession. But they're taking 18-foot contested jumpers. Josh Bickett, right side, Talon Merrick. Around a screen for three. Off the front of the rim, taken in by Odenbach. And here's Brayden Tice for Thompson. Tice drives left into the corner. Krogstad tries to get by McAloney. He can't. Krogstad stood off by McAloney, gets to Peterson at 27 feet. Peterson guarded by Bickett. Wants a high ball screen. Skips it right side. Thinking about the three was Krogstad. He gets in the lane, puts it up, puts it in, and one. Gavin Krogstad a chance at a three-point play. And the foul is on Maddox McAloney, his first, team second. Chance for a three-point play. It goes. Krogstad has three of the four, and it's 4-0. Bickett, right side, McAloney. Around a screen. Oh, he took one dribble and picked it up. You don't really want that. Around a screen is Bickett. He'll drive left. Lead for Talon Merrick. Back for Bickett, who thought about a three, didn't take it. Now he's got Schumacher on him. Bickett tries to back down, leaves for Merrick. Right side, McAloney 10 to shoot. Down to Bickett, one dribble, goes up, and got fouled. Josh shoots two on the foul by Thompson. And the foul's on Drew Odenbach, his first, team second. So free throws for Josh. And Bickett splashes home the front end, and Carrington are on the board tonight with 4:23 to go. First quarter, Bank Forward scoreboard. It's 4-1 Thompson. Second one, also good. 4-2. Dribbling with the right hand. Ooh, lost it off his foot to Tice. He goes back and recovers it. Tice has to get rid of it left side to Odenbach against Alec Redgold. Skip it right side, bad pass. Picked up by Krogstad. Up top, Schumacher drives left, leaves for Tice. Tice into the lane with the layup for Odenbach. 6-2, Tommies. Carrington with it down four. Josh Bickett drives and kicks to McAloney. He tries to get into the lane, has it poked free, finds Bickett instead. Talon Merrick right side. The sophomore drives, stops, and has it taken away by Schumacher. Schumacher with numbers if he hurries, and Thompson makes a mess of that. It goes the other way. They made a mess of that fast break. Noah Hippen is in for the first time. 6'4 junior forward, as is Gavin Oster, 6'1 junior guard for Thompson, who leads 6-2. Carrington have the basketball. On the right side, Talon Merrick to Josh Bickett way up top. Josh takes two hard dribbles left, gets into the lane, gives to Tate Wolski, who gets blocked off the backboard by Brayden Tice. At the other end, it's Krogstad driving the lane, lost it momentarily, deflected ball, goes out of bounds off of Talon Merrick. It'll stay at this end with 3:05 to go, first quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard reads Tommy 6, Carrington 2. On the left side, it's with Hippen. guarded by Pickett. Up top, Tice is covered by Wolski. Here's a three by Krogstad that skips over the rim. Rebound, Talon Merring. Carrington down by four, despite still being in search of their first field goal. Pickett gets into the lane, and a deflected ball by Krogstad goes out of bounds. He was going for Maddox McAloney. 27 to shoot. Pickett to trigger the inbound. He does to Talon Merring. Now Maddox McAloney at 28 feet. Drives right. Leaves for thread goal. Up top, Pickett, a three. And it's short, and it's an air ball out of bounds. Goes back to Thompson. Schumacher's back in. So is Carter Peterson. Here is Thomas Schumacher, 2:30 to go in the first. It's Krogstad, left side, post entry to Peterson. Spins on Threadgold, good defense, kick out. Driving in is Schumacher to lay it up short. Offensive rebound and the putback for Krogstad, and a Dakota Central timeout is called by the Thompson Tommies. We'll take it as well, 2:17 of the first, and it's 8-2 Thompson. Cardinal basketball continues after this.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
I'm Braden Osso, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
All timeouts brought to you by Dakota Central. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com. A 1-3-1 three-quarter court trap by Thompson. It's Wolski down to Threadgold. Two dribbles, goes up, finishes, and one for Alec Threadgold. And the foul is the first on Gavin Oster. Threadgold a chance for three. And the sophomore fires and completes a three-point play to cut the lead in half. It's 8-5. At the other end, Peterson drives on Threadgold and lost it out of bounds. Well, right out of the timeout, Carrington with a good-looking ATO and then a steal basically on the defensive end. And they're down by just three. Josh Pickett against the fourth-ranked team in the state. McAloney for the tie. A little long rebound, Pickett. He will give it to Talon Merring for the tie. A little wide left, and it's out of bounds off Peterson. It'll stay at this end. Back in, Braden Tice for the Tommies. It's 8-5 Thompson. 1:45 to go, first quarter, bank forward scoreboard. Off the inbound, it's batted out of bounds by Noah Hippen. And a timeout is called by Carrington. They couldn't get the ball in. Jason Otto calls timeout, and Cardinal basketball continues after this.
Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving, all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on T-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4. Have a holly,
jolly Christmas. I'm assistant coach Todd Bickett, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals within three. They trail 8-5. Some of the Carrington girls have joined the fans in the stands to a warm reception after their upset win over Thompson tonight. You know what? Scrap that. It's not an upset. McAloney out of the timeout. Right side, Talon Merring. He'll drive left, lead for McAloney. Around a screen, Maddox into the lane, spins, fires, and misses wide left. Rebound, Noah Hippen. The other way, Hippen at 18 feet, skips it right side to Braden Tice, guarded by Tate Wolski. Up top, it's Oster. Goes to Peterson, trying to drive on Threadgold, lays it in and one. Tate Wolski is going to be called for the foul on the three-point opportunity for Carter Peterson. Tate just a second late getting over. And so a three-point play opportunity as Cody Otto checks in for the first time. 6'2", junior forward. 10-5, Tommies. Free throw. Rattles home. 11-5, Tommies. Josh Bickett left side. Talon Merring down towards McElhoney. Knocked away and stolen. Here's Oster the other way. He'll stop and go. Oster, skip it, left side. Noah Hippen drives in, gets in the lane and travels. Carrington with the basketball under a minute to go. All timeouts like the ones both coaches have been using are brought to you by Dakota Central. Josh Bickett drives left, skip it, left side. A Talon Merring three is short. And it's rebounded by Peterson. Carter Peterson the other way, shuffles it off to Oster. Oster leans in for the jumper that short, got his own miss and missed again. Rebound Tate Wolski. Carrington can hold for one if they want to. McElhoney leaves for Otto, and now they will hold for one. Josh Bickett at 40 feet. 11-5 Tommies. On the left side, Mary. And yeah, McElhoney was being held by Schumacher. His first, that was the last one to give in the quarter. With 15 seconds left on the Bank Forward first quarter scoreboard, it reads 11-5 Carrington. Someone has to go throw the ball in. It'll be Tate Wolski. He goes deep to McElhoney. Now Mary. 10 seconds left. Josh Bickett drives right, leaves it for Cody Otto. Up top, Tate Wolski. Down to Bickett, who is fouled, and he'll shoot two on the foul by Braden Tice. His first. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. That's weird. We did not have tenths of a second in the girls' game. Now we do for the boys' game. Free throw goes in for Josh. I don't really understand it, but whatever. 11-6. Second one, also good, 11-7. 2.5 seconds. They throw the ball in short, and Tate Wolski, they had one to give, but that is Tate's second. So good and bad there. They had one to give, but that's Tate's second foul. Coach Huey, Coach Otto, not as pleased as maybe I was, so never mind. Hipping to throw the ball in. He goes deep. Now into the middle. Schumacher from 60 is short. And after one quarter, it's Thompson 11, Carrington 7. Cardinal basketball continues after this.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
I'm assistant coach Randy Huey, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Cardinal basketball all season long is brought to you by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is here to help with any legal questions. 652-3400. Cardinals with the ball to start the second quarter, down 11-7. Not so bad. Josh Bickett around a screen. Gives to Talon Merring. The sophomore drives left and leaves for Threadgold. Starting five out there, including Wolski with two fouls. McElhoney drives the lane and gets swatted out of bounds by Peterson. And I am certain that Coach Otto told his guys coming into the game, look, that's going to happen. Just move on to the next play. It's going to happen. He's 6'6". He does it to everybody. Who cares? Pickett to trigger the inbound. He does to Wolski. Up top, Merring. Dribbles left. Gives to Threadgold. Up top, it's Bickett around a screen. Gets downhill in a hurry and misses the layup a little strong. Rebound Peterson up ahead. Schumacher can't get there. A turnover. By the way, we have not mentioned this yet, but I guess it is worth mentioning. Carrington's only playing the Region 2 opponents once, so this is a two-counter game. If you win, you're 2-0 in the region. If you lose, you're 0-2 in the region. Wolski. Down to Merring on the second block. Merring works his way in on Schumacher, fires, and misses short. Rebound Krogstad. And for Thompson, it's a two-pointer. And a travel is called on Krogstad. So here's the thing. Carrington's a good defensive team, and that's got a lot to do with this, but Thompson has come out awfully sloppy. Real sloppy with it. Merring dribbles left. No basket cut available. So he goes to Threadgold and then gets it back. Here's Bickett. Around a screen at the head of the key. Now Bickett tries to drive in and gets cut off. Josh gives to Threadgold. Takes two dribbles and finds Wolski. 12 to shoot. Tate, timeout, Carrington. It will be a 30, a Dakota Central timeout, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
Hi, I'm Cardinal Basketball Head Coach Jason Otto, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals down just 11-7 in the second quarter. As pretty as their girls' game has been, have to be honest with you, this has not been that. Off the inbound, it's knocked out of bounds by Drew Odenbach. This has been a full 9 minutes and 18 seconds of helter-skelter basketball. Josh Bickett, 10 to shoot. Josh dribbles right, now left. Fires a deep three. Short. Rebound. Saved by Tate Wolski. And Wolski throws it off of Odenbach. What a play by Tate to get another possession. Odenbach towers above Tate Wolski, so you throw it at his legs, no problem. Tate triggers the inbound to Josh Bickett. Talon Merring. Drives left, gets into the lane. Talon tied up. Oh, they're going to call it a travel. So it goes the other way. Well, we got one fan that agrees with me it was a tie-up. Instead, it goes to the Tommies, leading by four. Schumacher around a screen. Left side. Krogstad tries to get in the lane, gets cut off. Here's Tice from 15, in and out. Offensive rebound, put back long. Tried again one-handed, no. Tried again two-handed, no. And the rebound, finally out of bounds off of Thompson. Well, that's about how it's got to be. They got to shoot about 30% on their putbacks because they are going to get second chances, Thompson. But Carrington... Hey, let's give the Cardinals some credit. They are fighting like crazy in this first half. Threadgold wanted the backdoor cut and then traveled. Back-to-back turnovers. We talked about this, Kyle Hewitt and I did, after the game with the coaches on Tuesday. If you're a good defensive team, you're in every game, no matter what. Schumacher, left side, Krogstad. Odenbach up top. Krogstad left side. Here's Schumacher, a three, and it's good. And it's the biggest lead for the Tommies at 14-7 with 5:25 to go first half. Think forward scoreboard. Bickett from 17, long rebound taken in by Odenbach. Here comes Schumacher the other way. On the right side, Peterson, a three. And that skips over the rim and is knocked out of bounds. It'll go to Carrington off of Odenbach. And here comes Noah Hippen again back into the lineup for Thompson. Bickett, left side, around a screen, Talon Merring. Dribbles left, tries to go to Bickett. Hippen picks it off. Hippen was right in position in a layup, and a foul is called on Talon Merring, preventing the layup. So two free throws upcoming for Gavin Krogstad, who hit his only free throw in the first quarter. He's got 5 points. It's 14-7 Tommies. And the first free throw is good, 15-7. Second one is long. Rebound. Odenbach blocked by Threadgold and rebounded by Bickett. 15-7 Carrington. Down and a pass down low to Wolski, who misses the layup. Rebound. Odenbach. Up ahead, Schumacher. Schumacher leaves it to Tice. Left side, Krogstad. Hippen was wide open. I have no idea why they didn't make that pass. Tice, right side. Around a screen, Brayden Tice dribbles right, goes up top. Here's Hippen. Schumacher thought about a three, didn't take it. Instead, up top for Tice. Seven to shoot now for Krogstad, who gets into the lane. Krogstad can't finish because of a foul. And he'll go back to the line. The foul is on Carrington's Tate Wolski, his third. Uh-oh. A little bit of a problem spot there for Tate. The free throw is good. We now know why Grady Eidlin did not start tonight. He is in street clothes, so Grady not available tonight. Second free throw upcoming. Rattles it off. Rebound, Odenbach. Carrington's pretty much going with six guys tonight, which means Wolski's still in there. Here's the floater that goes for Gavin Oster, and it's the biggest lead at 18-7. Carrington have not yet scored in the quarter. Talon Merring, right side, Wolski leaves for Threadgold. Bickett around a Threadgold screen. Stops, goes left side, picked off. Noah Hippen, look out. Hippen lays it in after he travels. So a turnover on the Tommies. Timeout Carrington. It'll be a full. A Dakota Central timeout. We'll take it as well. 18-7, 3:39 to go in the second. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future.
I'm Josie Coleman, and you're listening to
Carrington. I'm Cody Otto, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinals.
Cardinals down 18-7. Carrington Basketball brought to you in part by Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, the store next door, powered locally at Cenex. Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton. Back to play, 3:25 to go in the first half. Talon Merring, kick out, Josh Bickett, left side, Maddox McAloney. Skip it, Merring had a three, instead takes from 12 and hits. Talon Merring's on the board, 18-9. At the other end, It's Hippen. Mid-post feed. Krogstad gets inside and finishes over McElhoney. He's got 9. 20-9, Tommies. Merring. Bickett. Right side. McElhoney. Maddox. Dribbles with the left hand. Goes right side. Driving in Talon Merring. He's fouled.
Got Talon.
And he's fouled by Oster, his second. And so Peterson comes back in, as does Schumacher. But not for Oster. He stays in there. Bickett throws the ball into Wolski. On the right side, Bickett. Jabs right, goes left, finds Merring. Bickett, 26 feet away, starts a drive on Hippen. Kick out. Merring thought about a three, drives the lane, puts it up, misses but draws the foul. And Talon will shoot two. And it's another foul on Oster, his third. Well, now let's see what Coach Schwab does. First free throw is good for Talon Merring. And before he takes a second, we pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from Thompson, this is Carrington Basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
Both free throws good for Talon Merring. It's 20-11. Driving right is Braden Tice. He leads for Peterson. Schumacher around a Peterson screen for three, and he's long with it. Rebound Alec Redgold, who got fouled by Drew Odenbach, his second, and the team's fourth. And now Cody Otto comes in for Tate Wolski, who did a good job of not getting his fourth foul. 2:09 to play in the half. Carrington down by 9. I mean, they've only made 2 field goals. It could be worse, but it's only 9. Bickett is fouled by Tice. Josh, a chance to cut into the lead a little more. You could almost make the case it should be worse. Josh shooting 2. His first one is off the front of the rim, back of the rim, front of the rim, and in. 20-12. Second one, more conventional, 20-13. He splashed it right in. 7-point game. Braden Tice, left side, Peterson against Threadgold. Peterson drives inside, puts it up, and puts it in. And he's got 6, 22-13. Bickett, Merring, right side, thought about a three, didn't take it, instead gives to Threadgold. Right side, McElhoney. He doesn't have to think long. He takes the three and misses. Rebound, Cody Otto. Kick out, McElhoney wide open three, short. And the rebound is still loose. And Threadgold comes out of there with it, and a held ball will give it to Thompson. 1:27 to go, first half. Coming up at halftime, we'll have stats. We'll look at scores across North Dakota and recap the second top three win of the year for the Carrington girls. All coming up at halftime. On the left side, Tice. Peterson works his way in on Threadgold again. Peterson puts it up, puts it in. Well, he's just much, much bigger. 24-13. Here's Talon Merring. Cody Otto, left side. The coach's son gives to Merring. Talon. A deep three is short. And it's rebounded by Tice. Tice down the right side. Under a minute to play, second quarter, bank forward scoreboard. Krogstad. Ball fakes, drives in on Cody Otto, and gets blocked by Maddox McElhoney. And a foul will send Talon Merring to the free throw line. And it's the first foul on Noah Hippen. Free throws for Carrington the rest of the half. And Merring splashes home the front end.
Shot Talon.
Jeremy Tice, that's right. He's in for the first time. Second one. And Maring splashes them both home. And Carrington is 11 of 11 at the free throw line in this first half, 24 to 15. Here is Tice giving on the left side. A three is long. Offensive rebound, Krogstad. The three was missed by Hippen. And now they can hold for the final shot of the half. Tommy's by nine. At the head of the key, Krogstad. 12 seconds. Schumacher a three. Bad shot. Rebound, Cody Otto. And now Carrington can cut into the lead with five left in the half. McElhoney with three. Fires and hits. Maddox McElhoney cuts the lead to seven at halftime. A very good end of the half for Carrington. They're only down by seven. Our halftime score on the Bank Forward scoreboard, the fourth-ranked Thompson Tommies 24, Carrington 17. And Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned Good Neighbor Pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere, the ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance in good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street, Carrington. Carrington Drug, caring for you and our community.
I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details. Now open Sundays from noon to close. Located at the four-way stop in downtown Carrington. Visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings. Call 307-0432 for lots of fun and a friendly environment. It's Headlocks of Carrington.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
So this is Chris. I'm Andrew Matt, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
And all in all, not so bad at the half. Carrington down to Thompson, 24 to 17. Let's give you the first half recap. Thompson being led by 9 from Gavin Krogstad, 8 from Carter Peterson, 3 from Thomas Schumacher, and 2 each from Gavin Oster and Drew Odenbach. Carrington got 6 each from Josh Bickett and Talon Maring, 3 from Alec Threadgold, and 2 from Maddox McElhoney. The key number in that first half, Carrington 11 of 11 at the free throw line. And so they are able to hang around 24 to 17 at halftime. When we come back, they did it again. We'll tell you what we mean when Cardinal Basketball continues in a moment.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving the farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. They take pride on the impact they have on growing bountiful crops, relationships, and our local communities. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
I'm Ewan Averly, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
24-17, Carrington trailing Thompson at the half. Earlier tonight, a free throw with less than a second to play from Eden Hornet gave the Carrington girls their second consecutive Friday night win against a number 3 ranked team in Class A. If you play Carrington on a Friday night and you're ranked number 3, it ain't gonna end well, it seems. A 64-63 win over the Thompson Tommies. Some facts behind that win. Carrington actually hands Thompson its first region home loss since January 19, 2021. They lost to that really Grafton team 75-54. It's their first home loss of any kind since January 29th, 2022 against Kindred 71-56. The Cardinals are 5-1 on the year. They're back at it on Friday afternoon at 4:15 against Hazen in the Carrington shootout. We'll have it for you right here on KDAK The Cardinal. Now, programming note for you. Remember we told you that the Carrington wrestlers are going to Linton tomorrow and they're going to have a good old time? Well, there ain't many of them going. There are only 2 available wrestlers on the boys' side tomorrow for Carrington through illness and injuries. There are 2. So tune in at 10 a.m. right after church in the morning. We are determining whether or not we will still carry the tournament. If you hear wrestling, let me give you a fair warning. You're not going to hear it for very long with only 2 wrestlers. But we will see whether or not, and we may have an update for you in postgame. Here, Carrington, down by 7. Second half next when Cardinal Basketball continues after this.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market, add to your operation, and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever, and understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at dakotacentral.com.
Carrington's
sports fans. Want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
I'm Grady Eidlin, and you are listening to the Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
There is another game on the I3G Media Network tonight. It is the Cowbell game. Lisbon's playing Enderlin in the GOAT game. The Cowbell game is Oaks and Ellendale, and after one, Oaks leads 18-9 after one of the boys' games. The Oaks girls, actually, let's take a check of that. How did the Oaks girls get on tonight? Because they've been playing very well. I don't see a score. I'll have to bother Ricky real quick. The Oaks boys up, and you can hear that game on KDDR, the Tornado, but not until we're done. They're full quarter behind us, so you'll be able to hear plenty of it. Second half begins the same way the first half did in terms of personnel. Carrington with a basketball down by just 7 and a steal. And at the other end, Odenbach will lay it up and in. So they're playing a box and one now on Josh Bickett on that first possession. He now brings the ball up, and they will face guard him. They don't want him getting it back once he gives it up. McElhoney has it stolen again. Krogstad the other way will lay it up and get fouled by McElhoney. Two shots for Krogstad, who's got 9 in the game. His first one is good, and it's back to a 10-point lead, 27-17. Second one, also good, 28-17. Bickett across the green double T at midcourt. Goes left wing corner, Talon Mary. McElhoney. Bickett against Tice around a screen. Josh kicks corner, Mary, three, a little long. Rebound Tice. And here comes Schumacher. On the right side, Krogstad. Go left wing to Tyson up top for Schumacher. Right side, Krogstad. Odenbach, Peterson. They've all had a touch in the first 15 seconds of this possession. Peterson gets inside and finishes. Timeout Carrington. Jason Otto wants to talk about it. He'll be down to one timeout. A Dakota Central timeout, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
I'm Hayden Hoggle, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Back to action, 30-17 Tommies. And a near turnover again. That's knocked out of bounds. Carrington have only 3 field goals in the game so far, so obviously second half they're going to want to try and get some buckets to go. Bickett dribbling with the left hand. Fires a three, and it's short. Rebound Peterson. At the other end, Peterson, right side, Odenbach, cutting Krogstad, who lays it up and in. He's got 13, and it's 32-17, Tompkins. Drew Matt gets ready to check in. Maring cut off on the baseline, throws it out of bounds. So here comes big Andrew Matt, 6'7 sophomore for Alec Threadgold. Six minutes to go, third quarter. High post feed, Peterson. Squares up Bickett. Drives in on him, spins, fires, and hits. He's got 12, 34-17, and it is a 10-0 run to start this third quarter. On the right side with Bickett. Once Matt, and Matt came too high, I think. Stolen by Peterson. And then stolen right back by Maddox McElhoney on a poor pass by Odenbach. Here's Bickett driving the lane, kicking right side. Wolski back to Bickett for three. Short rebound. Peterson numbers if they hurry. Peterson right side. Oh, they messed that up pretty bad. A turnover. I was brought up in high school, and my team was not very good, but I was brought up you should never mess up a two-on-one, ever. That one got messed up pretty bad. Wolski around a screen. Gets to Mary. Right side, McElhoney. Down to Drew Matt. One dribble, two dribbles. Drew gets inside, gets blocked. Blocked by Odenbach. At the other end, numbers Odenbach all the way, misses short. And the rebound is loose on the floor and comes down to Bickett with help from Wolski. Two on one the other way, and that is not messing it up. That is a deflected ball out of bounds by Tice. Well done. Carrington with the basketball, down 17, 34-17 on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Talon Mary. Dribbles with the right hand. Swung around right side, and a foul on Braden Tice is his third. Carrington basketball all season long, brought to you in part by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. Here's Mary. Down to Matt, who will lay it up and in. Drew Matt ends that 10-0 run, and it's 34-19. Krogstad gives to Peterson on the baseline against Bickett. Peterson tries to get inside on him, pushes off a little bit, but lays it home. 14 for Carter Peterson, 36-19. The other way, Maring down to Matt. Try it again, and Matt traveled. Big Drew. These minutes are valuable because you can see the potential there, but he needs reps. He needs reps in game. But the potential is there for the big guy. Carrington drifts into a zone, a 2-3 zone. On the right side, a Krogstad three is short. And the rebound is deflected, and a second opportunity at it. Down the lane comes Odenbach. He kicks it out to Hippen. On the right side, a Schumacher three is good. He's got two of those for 6 points, and the lead is 20, 39-19. Bickett to Wolski. He has it taken away. Two on one. Schumacher tries to throw the lob, and Bickett says no. In the mid post, Peterson drives the lane and lays it in. Eight in the quarter, 16 in the game, 41-19 Tommies. Bickett gets into the lane himself. Spins, kicks, McElhoney, three, short. Rebound, loose and controlled by Odenbach. Carrington down 22. On the right side, Schumacher throws it right to Maddox McElhoney, a steal. Here's Maring. Bickett. When you're not used to facing zone, that can happen. A three is off the mark for Maring and rebounded by Odenbach. The zone is almost gone in basketball. Peterson, at least the 2-3, what Carrington is playing. The 1-3-1 is relevant because you can trap out of it. Peterson misses. Wolski gets the rebound. nobody plays to 2-3 anymore. Bickett down to Drew Matt for two more. Nice speed from Josh. Nice layup for Drew. It's 41-21. 2:10 to go, third quarter, bank forward scoreboard. Into the middle, Peterson down to a cutting Odenbach who misses. It falls to Schumacher. Up top, Peterson, travel. And he knew it. Tice back in, Oster back in. The Oaks girls did defeat Ellendale 56-15. The boys up 32-15. So a good night for the Tornadoes so far. In the cowbell game, I need to know if they play for a real cowbell. It's McElhoney in the corner. Down to Drew Matt. Spins, fires, misses. Rebound, Hippen. At the other end, Oster. I believe they do play for a real cowbell, actually. It was in Ricky's open tonight. And a steal for Drew Matt off a pass from Oster. At the other end, Marion thought about a three, instead finds Bickett. 20 points of margin. Josh's three is long. Rebound saved in by Drew Matt to Talon Marion. Here's Bickett. 1:10 to play in the third. 20 points to margin. Marion down to Matt. Pump fakes, puts it up, puts it off the rim. A little short. A rebound comes down to Odenbach, who drives and gets fouled by Drew Matt. Drew is an offensive guard. When he fouls you, you feel it. Let's just say that. Two free throws for Odenbach. First one is good, 42-21. Drew had a real good football season. He's going to be very good by the time he's a senior on that offensive line and defensive line. Real good. Second one short. He's got the rebound. Final minute of play, third quarter, 42-21. Bickett around to Drew Matt. Screen, pick and roll. Matt fires from 12 and hits. He banked it home, and he's got six. 42-23. On the left side, Noah Hippen. He throws it out of bounds. That was not Noah Hippen. That was Joe Taylor into the game for the first time. 5'7 junior guard. Joe Taylor in. There is a 2.5-second difference between the clocks. Here's Wolski down low. McElhoney kick out. Wolski drives and gives to Matt from the free throw line. And this time it's short. Rebound comes down to Thompson and to Oster. Here's Tice. Making hold for one. Now they trap at the head of the 2-3, Carrington does. Peterson back to Tice. Around a screen, Tice into the lane. Left side, a three for Oster. Wide right air ball and out of bounds. It'll go to Carrington with 1 point. I beg your pardon. It'll go to Thompson with 1.6 to go in the third. And a timeout for the Tommies. They want to draw up a 1.5-second play, and so we take a Dakota Central timeout. And Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration Station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
I'm Isaiah Richter, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
So let's see what Thompson drew up for 1.6 seconds at the end of the third quarter. It'll be Joe Taylor throwing it in, and the three is good. Gavin Oster hits it, And at the end of three, it's 45-23. Cardinal basketball continues after this.
This is Zach Folsom, a senior at Drake Animus High School and the 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. What do many of our nation's attorneys, politicians, and actors have in common? They probably became articulate and persuasive by honing these skills in high school speech and debate competition. Every society needs leaders. High School Forensics certainly does its share to train leaders for tomorrow. High school activities and academics make great curriculum partners.
A public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
I'm Jameson Coots, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Well, it's 45-23 as we go to the fourth quarter. Ann Thompson's getting the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Carrington in a man-to-man now. Taylor down to Hippen, kick out. Peterson drives on Threadgold and puts it in. Peterson with 18, and it's 47-23. On the right side, Wolski. Back for Bickett in the post, Threadgold. Kick out, Bickett makes a three, drives right, pick and roll, Threadgold lays it up, too strong. Rebound, Thompson. Here they come. On the right side, Peterson to a cutting Hippen, who goes in, finishes, and draws the foul on McAloon. Hippen's first hoop of the game, 49-23. Chance at the three-point play, and Hippen is long with it. Rebound, Peterson. He skips it up top. Odenbach, extra pass, corner, Schumacher, three, over the rim, and rebounded by Josh Bickett. Carrington going with two bigs right now. Bickett, all the way in, puts it up and gets fouled. And the foul on Odenbach is his third. First one is short. First miss at the line for Carrington tonight. They had been 11 of 11. Second one. Rattles off. Rebound Peterson. 49-23 Tommies. They're going to go to 3-0. Carrington 1-2, but two very winnable games next weekend. Oster traveled. They're going to play Ned Rose on Friday night and Watford City on Saturday. Now, Ned Rose was a game that Coach Otto, and I'm sure everyone else, feels they should have won last year. They lost it in overtime by three. So they'll look to get a little measure of revenge on Friday night a week from now. McAloney to Cody Otto, who's in the game. Here's Bickett. High post feed, kick out. Otto got his man in the air on a fake three and missed the jumper. Rebound comes down to Odenbach. On the left side, Oster down to Peterson. Peterson gets inside of Otto and Cody fouls him. So free throws for Peterson. Now, regarding what happened at the other end of the floor, I have not seen enough of Cody Otto playing basketball to know whether you should be leaving your feet when he ball fakes a three, but he got his man in the air. First free throw was long. Good three-point shooter, Cody. I don't see anyone nodding or shaking their head, so there you go. Apparently none of us know. Second one, no good. Rebound, Cody Otto. Here's Bickett. 49-23 with 6:10 to play on the bank forward scoreboard. Josh drives and kicks to Otto, left wing corner. McAloney. Bickett, left side to McAloney, driving the lane and got blocked out of bounds. So a baseline inbound for Carrington, down by 26. McAloney dribbles right, continues two to shoot, and they won't get one off. Shot clock violation. 49-23. On the left side against this 2-3 zone, it's Schumacher swinging it right side to Krogstad. Schumacher, left side, Tice. Skip it, Krogstad, three, yes. And he has 16, it's 52-23. Bickett, right side, McAloney. Back for Bickett on the second block. He spins his way inside and gets fouled by Tice. His fourth. And so Josh will shoot two more free throws. Bickett knocks down the front end. He's got seven. He's 7 of 9 at the free throw line. Talon Merring back in. Second one for Josh. Also good. All eight of his from the free throw line. 52-25. On the right side, Krogstad. Skips it to Schumacher. Down to Peterson. Two dribbles in on Cody Otto. Peterson is blocked by Andrew Matt. Big Drew got him. Rebound Cody Otto. Here's Josh Bickett. Around to Drew Matt screen. Bickett all the way in, finishes. He's into double figures with 10. 52-27, Carrington had the last four. 4:25 to play. Schumacher, right side, Krogstad. Schumacher into the middle, skip it, right side. Krogstad, a three, short. Rebound Peterson, back up in a two-hand dunk. Timeout Thompson, we will take it as well. 54-27, 4:15 to go on the bank forward scoreboard. And Cardinal basketball continues after this.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location. Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving, all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on t-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
A couple of threes here. Sorry about that. We lost our connection. A couple of threes here. And it is 60 to 27, and now we've got the running clock. Free throws for Alec Threadgold. All right, I think we're back. 60 to 27 with 2:45 to go. Second free throw for Threadgold is good. 60 to 28. Carrington bring Ewan Aberley in the game, 6'2 sophomore. That's the thing. Carrington has emptied their bench, and there's still Talon Merring and Tate Wolski out there. It's just not a deep bench tonight with some injuries going on. Here's a three from the right. That's off the mark for Porter Martin. Rebound Cody Otto. 60 to 28. And Merring. Right side Aberley. Back towards Merring. Otto throws it off of Joe Taylor and out of bounds. With 2:15 and counting left in the game. Wolski down towards Drew Matt, who lost it, picks it up, goes up, a little too strong. Backside rebound to Jeremy Tice. Tice on the left side against Aberley, leaves it for Martin. On the right side, Taylor drives in and gets his pocket picked by Andrew Matt. So as we were mentioning, Carrington will be 1-2, but with two opportunities at wins next week against Ned Rose and Watford City. In the Carrington shootout, we'll have all four Carrington games for you. Held ball here, gives it to Thompson. They're going to be 3-0. Joe Taylor, right side, Brady Riplinger is in, and a basket cut and free throws for Jeremy Tice. And the foul is on Drew Matt, his second. 60-28, 46.2 to play, and the free throw for Tice is long. Carrington will be 1-2, and remember, 0-2 in region play. Second one goes in, 61-28. And probably the final meaningful possession of the game here. Merring around a screen, goes left side to Aberley. Once Cody Otto tries to dribble to a better angle, finds Otto, spins his way inside, puts it up wide right. Rebound Tommies, and they don't have to shoot it again, will they? We'll see. It appears they will not. The Thompson Tommies go to 3-0, 2-0 in league play with a 61-28 win over the Carrington Cardinals tonight in Thompson, North Dakota. And we will have our postgame report in just a moment when Cardinal basketball continues after this.
Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassetteMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassette Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future. Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance in good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street, Carrington. Carrington Drug, caring for you and our community.
I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
I'm Josh Bickett, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals fall tonight 61-28 to the Thompson Tommies to drop to 1-2, 0-2 in Region 2 play. And now let's give you the scoring recap. First for Thompson, they got 20 points from Carter Peterson, 16 from Gavin Krogstad, 8 from Gavin Oster, 6 from Thomas Schumacher, 5 from Drew Odenbach, 3 from Joe Taylor, and 2 from Noah Hipp, and also a point for Jeremy Tice. For Carrington, 10 points from Josh Bickett, 6 each for Talon Merring and Drew Matt, who had a very good third quarter. 4 points for Alec Threadgold and 2 for Grady Eidland. No ties, no lead changes. 61-28 was the biggest lead. We'll come back and have Coach Otto when Cardinal basketball continues after this.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember BJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? BJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that BJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details. Now open Sundays from noon to close. Located at the four-way stop in downtown Carrington. Visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings. Call 307-0432 for lots of fun and a friendly environment. It's Headlocks of Carrington.
I'm Justin Holland, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
We're back in Thompson and joined by head coach Jason Otto. I mean, coach, tonight that deck stacked pretty good against your short bench. Tate gets in some early foul trouble, and you hung in there for a half. Second half, they kind of pulled away.
Yep, we did a good job in the first half, you know, of hanging in there. I think we scored, 11 points in the second half? Is that it? So you're not going to win many basketball games only scoring 28 points. So, I mean, we got to do better in offense. I mean, we had some good looks. We couldn't knock down, and then we were a little weak with the ball, you know, when we were trying to get some penetration. And then we weren't executing well at all. We were supposed to be setting some back screens and things, and they were just slow. Nobody was moving. The physicality of them really showed through, I think, you know, and they're long, they're physical, they're big, you know, and just kind of wore on our guys. And we had some positives, you know. Drew Matt came in, played a pretty good second half, so that's positive going forward. You know, we were hoping he'd have a game like this where we could get him going a little bit, and so yeah, that was positive. So I mean, he came in, he did a good job, and you know, Alec did a good job too, and Cody coming in, I mean, granted, you know, they're going up against some pretty big boys, so they had to bang on the inside and try to get some rebounds. But we definitely have a lot to work on offense, and when we play teams that are physical like this, we have to be able to react a little bit better. And you know, we had success when we'd attack the rim, but we were too timid. And you know, I want to jump all over a few of the guys, but it's kind of hard too. A few of those kids are sophomores out there, and it's hard to get too excited. You know, Talen had some success last year, you know, but all he had to do was pull up and shoot.
That's right.
This year he has to do a lot more for us. He has to be able to handle the ball a little bit and attack and do some things he didn't have to do last year. So this was a good learning game for that. We can watch film and get back in practice on Monday and get ready for Nedros.
So you look at Drew Matt, and you and I have had this conversation off the air, but the frame, the body, it all is there. He just needs reps. And when he has a third quarter like that, boy, his confidence is really going to be up.
Yeah. Yeah, we wanted to get him as many touches as we can. That's why we were hoping to get him six quarters tonight. We did. You know, we got him four in the JV and two in the varsity. And you know, I think his varsity time's just going to keep improving. We just want to get him some confidence on JV, you know, when he goes in there, to just get the ball, get big, go slow, be strong, go up strong with the ball. And he did a good job tonight, you know.
Sophomores, yeah.
Yes, he's just a sophomore. So, I mean, we're hoping by the end of the year, you know, he's a big contributor, because he's come a long way. He's really done well the last few weeks in practice. And like I said, we just want to get him as many reps as we can, because we got, the way we're sitting with bench personnel and everything, we are playing a lot of guys on JV and varsity. So we're hoping we can get, the more reps we can get, it'll help us down the stretch.
Well, it is Nedros on Friday night, and I know for your guys, that's certainly a game you've got circled. You really felt like you could have won it last year.
Yeah, we did. You know, it came down to the end there, went into overtime, and you know, we're looking at that one, and being at home over Christmas, and should be a fun atmosphere in the gym that night. And then the next night we have Watford City, so we want to make sure we're ready to go. And we practice Monday, and you know, over holidays, it's always fun to get some games in and not just have 2 weeks off. So this will be a good thing for us. And then we come back with the Ramsey County Tournament. So hopefully these next two games we can just build on a little bit and head into the Ramsey Tournament.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, Merry Christmas, and we will see you Friday against Nedros.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
The head coach of Cardinal Boys Basketball, Jason Otto, our guest. We will go ahead and wrap it up, because we've all got a long trip ahead of us, and none of us are probably going to get home before 11. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. The Cardinals dropped to 1-2. They're 0-2 in Region 2 play after a 61-28 loss. If you were not with us earlier, they did it again. The Carrington girls 64, Thompson 63. The second time in as many Fridays that they have beaten the third-ranked team in Class A on the road. They are our next basketball broadcast, coming on Friday, 4:15, as they take on Hazen. The boys will take on Nedros at 7:15. And then on Saturday at 12:15, the boys will take on Watford City. At 3:15, the girls will take on Dickinson Trinity. That is the Carrington Shootout. My thanks to everyone here at Thompson, including Athletic Director Brady Schwab and his entire staff. My thanks to our entire staff, both in Carrington and in Jamestown. Speaking on behalf of all of them, my name is BJ Walters. One more time, our final count. Thompson 61, Carrington 28. Merry Christmas, everyone, from Thompson, North Dakota.
Thank you for listening to Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball has been brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. For more news on Cardinal Athletics, make sure you head on over to our website, newsdakota.com. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network.